From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The music world loses a legend.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
A small group of fans have gathered in the rain on a hillside opposite Prince's home and studios at Paisley Park, some taking photos with their cell phones. The music superstar's publicist tells the Associated Press that Prince died at his home Thursday at the age of 57. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf state leaders are meeting in Riyadh on ways they can work more closely to help stabilize the conflict-ridden Middle East region, despite differences on the best way forward.
I reaffirmed the policy of the United States to use all elements of our power to secure our core interests in the Gulf region and to deter and confront external aggression against our allies and our partners. And we reached a common vision on how to move forward together in key areas.
Obama and the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council took a group photo Thursday before opening the one-day summit, with a session focusing on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. President Obama heads to London next, where he will address a range of issues with British Prime Minister David Cameron, including countering terrorism and the refugee crisis in Europe. A Burundian official says a military officer was among four people killed in violence associated with the controversial extended tenure of President Pierre Nkurunziza. Police say unknown gunmen ambushed the officer as he arrived home on a motorcycle Wednesday evening. You're listening to VOA News.